single tree, it was fastened to the double tree.
Never called the double tree an evening.
No, well, some people did, but then we always called them a double tree or single tree. I guess a single tree would be called an evener.
Double tree is called an evener.
Well, you see,
if you had, especially if you had three animals and you had to.
Well, that's right too. A two horse double tree, as we call it, is just made in a single tree at each end, then a what we call a double tree behind. But a three horse double tree is a big double tree, and two small double trees fastened to that, you're fastening your three single trees to, and that gives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If one horse gets a little ahead, why, that'll give.
Yeah, that's why, I think that's why they call it an evener.
Yeah,
that's
right. Well, that's
alright. Well, in driving a buggy, what'd you call the two things that go out from the buggy?
Buggy shafts.
And from a wagon, the one thing that would go out?
Tongue.
And, when you get a horse, so you're going to work a couple of horses, or one horse, and get it out barn, take all this tackle and throw it on the horse. What do you say you're doing to it?
Harness.
Some people say gear up.
Yes, well, I heard Dad say gear up. The old fellow said, I heard my dad say gear up a team.
Uh-huh.
And we'd all, I didn't know, us boys got all shots, so they always said harness up a team.
Uh-huh. Well, whenever you remember that your dad said something, I wish you'd tell me that. You know, would you?
Yeah.
Because this is what I'm interested in knowing.
Uh-huh.
And you're riding a horse, you put your feet in
stirrups, put a saddle on them, and then stirrups to put your feet in, down. Just as you would shorten the strap if you wanted one of the shorter, for a short-legged man like me, you'd want one of the shorter, now you'd want one of the longer.
Now you said strap, you use the same thing to sharpen your razor?
No.
What do you call that?
Yes, we call a razor strap.
Uh-huh.
Don't use them anymore.
You haven't said razor?
Safety razor.
Say razor strop?
Yeah, razor strop. I heard people call them strops.
But in your family, your father would say?
Strap.
Uh-huh. Well, now you're driving a wagon, you have these leather
lines, check lines.
Well, we got away from the buildings here a little bit. I guess we were out in the field a while ago.
Yes, it was.
After we do the plowing, we have these little trenches, valleys along. What do you call them?
Furrows.
Uh-huh.
Furrows. That's what they call them.
Now, if you cook in quite a bit of wheat in a particular year, you say you raised a big, what would you say?
A big crop of wheat or a big acreage? I reckon. Yeah.
Did you ever growing clover or,
yes,
or grass? Would you ever cut it and then,
yes, sometimes,
then let it grow up some more
and cut the seed off?
Uh-huh.
Second crop. First crop was for hay, and then if you wanted the seed, we'd cut the second crop.
Uh-huh.
There was no seed, and we'd sow clover to plow under the whole crop. Build up the ground.
Mm-hmm. Well, now wheat that would be stacked